I'd like to tell you that it's an important day, as you know, because it's been all over the news, an important day for the railways of Devon, as the line through Dawlish is brought back into commission. And yes, Gordon, I am always been keen on railways, so keen that I bought my older son a train set 4 years before he was born, just to make sure it worked all right. And my house has an excellent view of the Paignton to Kingsweir railway line, and it's a pleasure to see the steam engine working hard to pull its carriages up the gradient on the way to Churston Station. And then, thinking of Dawlish, how about that stunning view of the sea that we get from the carriage window as we travel through? A real jewel of a railway journey. I wonder, though, what the residents of Dawlish would have made of Mr. Brunel's grand design when the line opened back in the 1840s. Now, I'm sure that today's residents value the railway and what it stands for, and are deeply glad that it's reopened today. The problem that sometimes we have to deal with is that we have to make decisions about whether things are good before we can know all the details and how it will turn out. And I just wonder, if we hadn't built the line back in the 1840s, if some latter-day Brunel turned up with a proposal to construct a new railway along the beautiful virgin coast of South Devon, I think there might have been a lot of strongly voiced and numerous objections as to the damage this would do to the beauty and ambiance of the stretch of coastline. But you know, sometimes we have to take things on trust so that change and growth can happen. This is called faith, and is something that Christians rely on to cope with the challenges and trials of each day. But it's also something which allows us to enjoy what Jesus called life in all its fullness. So today, what will you put your faith in? Will it help you to live life in all its fullness?